SBS Radio.
Good morning, this is Charlotte Franklin, and today I am with Amanda Siebert of Hepatitis WA. Good morning, Amanda.
Good morning, Charlotte.
We know that there are different types of hepatitis, but today we will be discussing about hepatitis B. What is hepatitis B?
Hepatitis B is a virus, and it attacks the liver, and it can cause liver cancer.
Why do Filipinos have to be concerned about hepatitis B?
Well, worldwide, there are 257 million people who are infected with hepatitis B, but it is particularly high in the Western Pacific region, and that includes the Philippines. And within the Philippines, there are 7.3 million Filipinos who have hepatitis B, and that's around 17% of the population. So as opposed to in Australia, we have 232,000. So the numbers in the Philippines are very high, and people need to know about hepatitis B so that they don't get liver cancer.
Is there a discrepancy between the male and the female numbers?
Yes, apparently, according to the World Health Organization, for some reason, it seems to be a little bit more common in men than it is with women.
Now, what are the effects or what can it lead to?
Yeah, so hepatitis B, there is no cure for the virus, and it's one of the most fastest causing problems with the liver, which leads to liver cancer. So there are increasing numbers of liver cancer deaths in the world today caused by hepatitis B. So hepatitis B is transmitted through body fluids like blood, sexual fluids, and mother to baby during birth. So it is only transmitted through those three ways. So it's not that easy to get, but it is one of those viruses that often is transmitted through the birthing process.
So what can we do?
The first thing to do is to have a blood test to see whether you have hepatitis B or not. And if you don't, you can get a vaccination to prevent yourself from getting hepatitis B. And if you do have hepatitis B, it's really important that you monitor your liver. So what that means is you go to the GP and they do a blood test and they check your liver so that it's not becoming inflamed or the virus is not becoming strong and damaging the liver. So if you had hepatitis B and you go to the doctor once or twice a year to monitor the liver, that'll help prevent liver cancer.
And is that the only way that we can test this, through a blood test?
Yes, it's the only way. So we recommend that people go to their GP and get a blood test to check. And if they haven't got it, they can get a vaccination which prevents them from ever getting it. And the vaccination is 3 injections over a 6-month period.
Okay, so it's not a one-off vaccination. It's over 3 vaccinations, yeah?
Yeah, it's over a 6-month period. You have 3 shots and that will last you your lifetime. You only need to do the series of 3 shots once, and that will last and give you protection against hepatitis B for your lifetime.
And are these services for free?
Services depends where you go, but if you have a Medicare card,
you can get a blood test for free, and some GPs bulk bill. Or alternatively, you can go to some pharmacies, and they have a nurse there that is a nurse practitioner, and she's able to bulk bill the test and the consultation for hepatitis B blood test. So there are some options available. But with regards to getting a vaccination, you require 3 shots to be fully covered against hepatitis B, and you can get them from your GP, or again, you can go to some pharmacies with a nurse practitioner and she can administer those. But there is a fee of $30 around about per shot. So you need 3, so that's around $90.
And you mentioned that they have to have the 3 vaccinations to be fully covered. So if they miss one, they won't be fully covered. Is that right?
That's correct, yes. You have to have the 3. And it's over a 6-month period. So you have your first shot and then you wait 1 month and then you have your second shot, and then you wait another 4 or 5 months and have your final shot. So 3 in total. And you only need to do that once in your lifetime. You don't need to have boosters. You just need to do the 3 shots, and that will cover you against hepatitis B.
And is there anything else you would like to add?
Yeah, sure. Just to let everyone know that it's World Hepatitis Day on this Saturday, the 28th of July. So, you know, we encourage people to find out about their hepatitis B status by either going to have a blood test or going to have a vaccination. Or if you do have hepatitis B, make sure you see a doctor every 6 to 12 months to monitor your liver so that you stay on top of it. So thanks very much.
Well, thank you very much for your time and these very helpful information. I hope that everyone listening will get tested, not only for their sake, but for their family as well. Once again, thank you, Amanda.
Thank you very much, Shalom.
Enjoy more stories in your language by visiting sbs.com.au.